Welcome. This lesson is called DJ Sin Energy. Carve a fast mix transition in Ableton Live 12 for rave-ready drum and bass sets. I'll walk you through building a compact, live-usable DJ tool, an audio effect rack plus a simple scene workflow that lets you rapidly carve frequencies, add rhythmic chops, and drop an incoming track without killing the dance-floor momentum. This is designed for fast DNB mixes at roughly 170 to 175 BPM. What we'll build and why, you'll create a session-ready fast mix setup you can drop onto an outgoing track, called track A, while bringing in an incoming track B. The core is a single macro-mapped audio effect rack, the Carve Rack, using only Live 12 stock devices, EQ8, Auto Filter, Beat Repeat, Utility, Clue Compressor, Reverb or Hybrid Reverb, plus a Return Delay. We'll add crossfader and clip routing tips for hands-on session view performance, and a short follow-action clip technique, so you can automate an 8/16-bar transition when you need a hands-free move. Preparation. Global setup. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM or your set tempo. Warp both tracks, outgoing track and incoming track B. Use warp mode beats for loop drums, or Complex Pro for full mixes. The important thing is that 1.1.1 lines up and beats are grid-locked. Finally, assign track A to crossfader side A and track B to side B by right-clicking the track title and choosing assign track to crossfader. Building the Carve Rack on the outgoing track, create an audio effect rack on track A. Inside the rack, make chain 1, the main carve chain. Insert EQ8 first and set it to use filter types on bands 1 and 8. Use band 1 as a high-pass filter starting around 40 Hz with a -12 dB/oct slope. Keep band 8 available as a low-pass or notch you can use later if needed. After EQ8, add auto filter for quick sweeps. Disable the envelope. Choose the filter type you need, low-pass, bandpass or high-pass, and set the resonance mostly around 1.2 for presence. Add a utility device to control gain and stereo width, and then a glue compressor for mild glue. Try threshold -10 dB, ratio 2:1, a very fast attack like 0.2 ms, and release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Map 3 primary macros for live control. Macro 1 equals HP frequency. Map this to EQ8's low cut frequency and set the range from 40 Hz up to about 2.5 kHz so you can do fast high pass sweeps. Macro 2 equals auto filter cutoff. Map this for mid/high character, roughly 200 Hz to 6 kHz. Macro 3 equals output gain. Map to utility gain with a usable range from -6 dB to +3 dB to dub or bump the outgoing track. Optionally map macro 4 to utility width with a range from 40% to 100%, so you can mono your low end when sweeping. Add a stutter/chop chain. Create chain 2 in the same rack and drop beat repeat into it. Set the interval to 1/16 or 1/32, and a grid to 1/16 or 1/32 depending on how aggressive you want to get. Keep gate small, around 30-40%, and keep variation low so repeats stay predictable. Set beat repeats dry/wet initially around 40-60%. Map macro 5 equals stutter amount to beat repeats dry/wet, 0% to 100%, so you can punch stutters live. Set up short space and width for the incoming drop. Create 2 return tracks. Return A is a short delay. Use ping pong delay or delay set to 1/16 with feedback at 10-20% and dry/wet at 15-25%. Return B is a short reverb, hybrid reverb or reverb with size small. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Dry/wet 10-20%. Send track A to these returns at modest levels. Keep them available so you can throw a touch of space on right, before or at the drop for track B. Performing the carve. Manual method. Before the drop, slowly open macro 1. The HP frequency. Sweeping up toward 1 to 2 kHz in over 1 to 4 bars to progressively thin the outgoing bass. As you cut bass, pull macro 3. Utility gain. Down by around -2 to -6 dB to prevent frequency buildup. Engage macro 5. Stutter. Quickly, turning it to 60-100% for about 1 bar to add rhythmic energy, then return it to 0. Move the crossfader from it toward center while introducing track B, and time the crossfade so track B's kicks land on the beat. Once track B is present, you can sweep macro 1 back down to briefly restore A's low end for a short bass clash, or keep a high passed and fully crossfade to B. Performing the carve. Automated method using follow actions. In session view, create a clip on track that contains HP automation and beat repeat activity. For example, Build a clip that automates the rack's macros over 8 or 16 bars. Set its follow action to advance to an empty or mute clip after the chosen length. Launch the automation clip right before the incoming clip on track B and crossfade to B as the follow action fires. You can also record rack macro automation directly into clip envelopes and let the clip play the sweep and stutter for a hands-free transition. Quick recommended settings for drum and bass. HP sweep start around 40 to 80 HE. Int between 1.2 and 2.5 kHC for a fast carve. Beat repeat grid at 1/16 or 1/32. Reverb short decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds and low sends. Delay is dotted or straight 1/16 with low feedback for groove. Save the rack when you're happy. Name it DJ Si. Fast carve rack so it's reusable across sets. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overdo the HP sweep. Cutting too much low end or doing it too fast kills bass energy. Always warp your tracks. Unwarp tracks will drift when you apply timing effects like beat repeat. Avoid too much beat repeat or wet delay or you'll smear the groove. Don't forget crossfader assignments and watch for clipping if you boost gain after carving. Use utility or a limiter if necessary. Pro tips for performance. Map the essential macros, HP, stutter, gain, to a MIDI controller for tactile control. Use mono below 300 HE by mapping utility width to a macro and reducing width in the low range to preserve punch. Save two versions of the rack, soft carve and hard carve, for different set energies. At the drop, use a very short high-passed reverb send on the incoming track to help it sit without washing. If the incoming track has clashing bass notes, nudge warp markers or use clip gain transient fades rather than aggressive HP sweeps. Mini practice exercise, a 16-bar fast mix, low 2 warp DNB tracks at 174 BPM. Put the save DJ Si, fast carve rack on track A and map macro 1 to a MIDI knob if possible. Play track alone. Over bars 1 through 4, slowly turn macro 1 from around 60 HC to 1.6 KHC. At bar 5 hit macro 5 for 1 bar only, then release. At the start of bar 6 launch track B and move the crossfader to center by bar 7 and fully to B by bar 8. Either return macro 1 to 60-80 HC by bar 12 to let A's bass briefly back in, or leave it high passed if you want B to own the low end. Repeat until you can execute the full 16 bars cleanly and record a take. Extra coach notes. Practical performance mindset. Treat the carve rack as a single performance instrument. Decide before the transition whether you'll lend the low end back briefly or hand it fully to the incoming track, and commit to that choice to avoid indecision. Make movements deliberate and rhythmically timed. A quick HP twist on the downbeat usually feels tighter than continuous small nudges. Map a fourth safety knob for an immediate reset map to utility, gain or rack on slash off so you can neutralize the effect instantly, if needed. MIDI mapping and macro setup specifics. Make asymmetric macro ranges so the most musical sweep happens under the first half turn of the knob. If your controller and Ableton support it, use relative mode mapping so knobs don't jump when you switch presets. Map device activators to a macro so you can turn beat repeat on and off with a single control instead of fiddling with dry slash wet. Parallel chains and chain selector ideas. Inside the rack you can build parallel chains like clean carve, stuttered, and extreme. Put beat repeat on the stuttered chain and add EQ after it to keep repeats out of the low end. Map the chain selector to a macro to swap characters instantly without remapping knobs. Sidechaining tips with glue compressor. Use glue compressor's sidechain to duck track A from track B subtly. Choose track B as the input and focus the sidechain filter on kick frequencies. Dial threshold and ratio so track A ducks just enough. Avoid overducks. Try attack 3 to 10 ms. Release 100 to 300 ms. And ratio in the 2:1 to 4:1 range for natural results. Clip automation and follow action refinements. Record knob moves as clip envelopes in session view to create reliable 8 to 16 bar transitions you can relaunch. Use dummy clips, empty audio clips containing only automation, to trigger rack macro moves without replaying audio. For follow actions, set quantization to 1 bar in test with the metronome to remove launch timing surprises. Genre variations. For Neuro or Tech Step, sweep faster and use beat repeat at 1/32 with higher variation, and narrow low width to 60% or less. For liquid, sweep gentler across 8 bars and keep beat repeat subtle or EQ the repeats to kill lows. For jump up or hard step, HP quickly to 1.52 KHC, use short ping pong delay pre-drop, and consider allowing a short low end clash for impact. Space, delay, and reverb best practices. Use returns conservatively. Keep reverb decay short and wet low to avoid wash. Pre-delay incoming reverb slightly to keep drop transients clear. Route a small amount of stuttered signal to reverb return if you want staggered tails without drowning the mix. CPU, latency, and live stability. Beat repeat and hybrid reverb can be CPU heavy. Freeze or flatten non-essential tracks during rehearsal or use lighter devices on the fly. Test warp modes per track. Beats for loops, Complex Pro for full mixes, and be aware Complex Pro raises CPU and latency. Keep a brick wall limiter on master at soundcheck as a safety net. Cueing, headphones, and soundcheck workflow. Pre-cue the incoming track and headphones and run the carve there first to check phase and low-end compatibility. Test mono compatibility by reducing master utility width to zero while practicing. Always check the low end on the actual PDA during soundcheck. Monitors and phones often lie. Rescue moves and live safety nets. Map one macro to bypass the entire rack so you can revert to the clean mix instantly. Have a duck to silence button map to utility gain inf dB to instantly cut track A in case of a major clash. Faster than fumbling the crossfader. Keep a limiter or compressor on the outgoing master group to tame spikes. Practice drills. Do a 2-minute sweep drill. Loop one outgoing track and perform 8 different HP sweeps of varying lengths. Record and compare. Do a stutter timing drill. Practice punching beat repeat for exactly 1 bar, 2 beats, and 4 beats and count aloud. Build 3 automation clips. Soft, medium, hard, with follow actions of 8, 12, and 16 bars. Launch them randomly and practice dropping track B while keeping headroom. Saving, naming, and library hygiene. Save multiple rack presets with clear names like DJ C, Fast Carve Soft, Hard, and include tempo in names if helpful. Export a small template set with 2 tracks, the carve rack, returns, and crossfader mapping and back it up to a USB stick so you're ready for shows.